Another day, another disaster for financial institutions at the Banking Royal Commission. After seeing its share price thumped yesterday, AMP will have been relieved to see that it was the Commonwealth Bank attracting the heat today. After a relatively quiet morning, tension rose during the afternoon as a Commonwealth Bank executive was accused of failing to answer the Royal Commission's questions. The ABC's senior digital business reporter Michael Yander has been live blogging today's hearings. So, Michael, what exactly is the Commonwealth Bank alleged to have done wrong in its financial planning arm?
Well, it's similar to what we spoke about yesterday with AMP, but at a much bigger scale. So there were three issues that caused this scandal of fees for no service, where people were being charged for financial advice that they simply weren't getting. Commonwealth Bank said there was overcharging of ongoing service fees. There were also occasions where advisors weren't allocated in a timely way to these orphaned clients, which we discussed, which were clients whose financial planner had retired or left the bank and now had no planner but were yet still being charged for advice. And there were also instances where service was not provided or Commonwealth Bank couldn't find a record of the delivery of any service to the client. Now, the amount of compensation as at the end of last year was about $118 million of refunds, including interest. And as the Royal Commission heard today, the Commonwealth Bank has been the worst offender in fees for no service, as pointed out by counsel assisting Mark Costello.
You know that Commonwealth Bank group entities have charged more fees for no service than any other financial services entity in the country. Do you know that?
I do know that.
It would be the gold medalist if ASIC was handing out medals for fees for no service, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That was the Commonwealth Bank's Linda Elkins responding to Mark Costello. Next up in the stand was Marian Perkovic, the Executive General Manager for Private Bank at Commonwealth Bank. Covering the July 2007 to June 2015 period was her evidence, which was when the fees for no service applied. The number of clients in financial planning at the Commonwealth Bank had increased by 100%. That's doubled. But the number of advisors was down by 25%. And the Commission was asking, well, how can you provide a reasonable level of service if in the last 10 years you've had twice as many customers but you've got 25% less planners?
Senior counsel assisting the Commission and the Commissioner himself got pretty frustrated with the responses being given by Marian Perkovic.
Yeah, that's right, because there was evidence from internal memos at the Commonwealth Bank that the bank had known or suspected for 2 years before it reported to ASIC that it had problems about charging customers for advice they weren't getting. Kenneth Hain, the Commissioner, warned Marian Perkovic at one stage to answer the question, but she still kept adding context to his annoyance and also to the annoyance of senior counsel assisting Michael Hodge, who was blunt in his assessment of Ms. Perkovic's evidence.
Ms. Perkovic, yes. Is the reason that you are dissembling in the way that you are dissembling because you are trying to preemptively explain why it took CFPL more than 2 years to notify ASIC of its breach?
I'm just trying to explain to you in this two-year period before we actually identified that we actually had a problem with OGS as to what we were solving for with the information that was in front of us in a broader context of the business.
Ms. Perkovic, I do not regard that as answering counsel's question. Please ask the question again. I want you to listen to it and I want you to answer it directly as you can.
That was Kenneth Hain, the Commissioner, with a warning again there, but Marian Perkovic continued to insist on adding this context, and that just increased the annoyance of counsel assisting Michael Hodge.
Do you really say you didn't understand that there was a problem?
The memo was telling me that I needed to investigate.
And the request that was made of you by Mr. Sutherland was to scope the size of the problem. Do you agree with that?
The memo at the time...
No. Yes. Please listen to my question.
Yes.
Mr. Sutherland asked you to scope the size of the exposure.
Of the unknown issue, yes.
That was Marian Perkovic responding or not to questions from Michael Hodge.
Context. And where do we pick up tomorrow, Michael?
Again, Marian Perkovic, and as Mr. Hodge said when asked by Kenneth Hayne, how long do you expect to need her in the stand? He basically said, how long's a piece of string? He just doesn't know. CBA will be glad to see, though, that its share price only fell 0.5%, unlike AMP's, which was down another 2.2% today.
Goodness me. Michael Yander, thank you very much. Our business reporter, Michael Yander.